So what happens now? The Senate Republican health proposal, their party's years-long promise to ditch the Affordable Care Act, was torpedoed last night by Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Jerry Moran of Kansas, who said they'd vote against it. This morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made a Hail Mary pass, calling for a so-called clean Obamacare repeal. In other words, vote now to fully overturn Obamacare, but wait and then replace it in 2 years. But three Republican senators have already come out against that idea, which may be enough to kill it. So what about McConnell's other call for a bipartisan plan? President Trump tweeted, Dems will join in. Well, will they? And what would they do to fix what exists, Obamacare? Let's bring in Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, of course, vice presidential candidate with Hillary Clinton. Senator, the repeal vote is probably dead, but what did you think of it?
I think it's a disaster, Robin. I met this morning in my office with a young mom who had a five-year-old daughter who was born at 1 pound, 11 ounces and has had significant medical needs. They have private insurance, but they need Medicaid waiver and other services for young Charlie. If you do a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, that protects this family because she can't be turned away as a pre-existing condition. She can't be turned away because she's already exceeded her lifetime caps. So a repeal, the CBO has already said, just the straight-out repeal would cost 32 million people health insurance over the next 10 years and increase premiums. That's the disaster solution. But the solution is simple. It is so easy.
And what is that, if it's so simple? What is it?
Why not let the Health Committee, on which I serve, Health, Education, Labor, Pension, and the Finance Committee that deals with Medicaid and Medicare, why not just ask the committees to come up with improvements?
Well, and what would you do, Senator? The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, did expand coverage to the uninsured. It reduced some costs, but everyone agrees there are problems. So what do you think the biggest problem is, and what's this fix?
So here, I think the biggest problem right now, there's a number of things we need to improve. Individual insurance market. If you are buying insurance, not through an employer, but on the individual market, costs are going up pretty high. And then there are some parts of the country where you can't buy on the individual market easily. So,
well, and insurers are leaving because they can't afford it.
In the individual market. They're still writing policies for companies,
right,
but in the individual market, they're leaving. So how do you deal with that? I've introduced a bill, and I've been waiting in my committee. I'm on the HELP committee. I've been waiting for an opportunity to have a hearing about this. My bill would reintroduce into the Affordable Care Act reinsurance, which is a backstop for high-cost claims. If there's a backstop for high-cost claims, then the insurance companies get some predictability, and then they can write their premiums at a lower level that's more the normal level for everybody instead of having to take account high-cost claims.
Well, and this reinsurance is this idea of insuring the insurers. Alaska has a $64 million program that will help insurers cover the highest cost cases. One Alaskan insurer, we're reading in Politico, has spent about a fourth of its claims money on just 37 patients.
Yep.
So this is
yep.
the idea of not just reinsurance, but risk corridor payments supposed to compensate insurers who covered sicker patients. But what do you do with Republicans like Rand Paul, who deep-sixed the GOP plan, who don't want to spend this money?
Well, Robin, if you're asking me what I could do that would get unanimous support, that's going to be a short discussion. But if you're asking, is there something that could get bipartisan support? Reinsurance is part of Medicare Part D. Reinsurance is part of other insurance programs like flood insurance and crop insurance. Reinsurance was part of the Affordable Care Act for the first 3 years. It's not really a subsidy to insurance companies. It's a way to bring premiums down. If you have reinsurance, the companies can write premiums at an affordable level. We think it could drop premiums by about 15%. I've introduced the reinsurance bill. I've been on the HELP committee since January, but thus far, we have not been able to have a hearing about either the House bill or the Senate bill, and Leader McConnell is trying to force a vote on the floor, either on this Senate bill or on a repeal strategy. Why not let the Health Committee and the Finance Committee take the system that we have and look for those bipartisan improvements? And I guarantee if we do that, we will find them. But it's been the refusal to allow that process to work that has got this thing so gummed up.
Look, you are one of the many voices saying you have to fix the exchanges first, support the insurers who are being asked to take on, you know, people with pre-existing conditions. And in supporting them, you'll be able to bring the premiums down. But what about the call by a number of your fellow Democrats for Medicare for All, some kind of single-payer option to buy health insurance through the government? That's the kind of language, though, that frightens a lot of Republicans. Is that a step too far?
Well, that's the kind of thing that we ought to be talking about in the committee. I favor what I call Medicare for everybody, not a mandate. You don't have to have, you know, buy Medicare if you'd rather buy from Anthem or, you know, or Aetna. But I think we ought to have a Medicare buy-in so that anybody who wants to can purchase that. And I'd love to put that idea on the table and talk with my colleagues about how it could work. I do think we need to stabilize the marketplace because the Trump administration's message is we're not going to enforce the mandate, we're not going to make the cost-sharing payments, we want to let it collapse, has injected huge uncertainty into the marketplace. I think we should stabilize it, but then, yes, I'd love to have this conversation about the idea of a public option, which I call kind of Medicare for everybody. But we can improve this system today if they will just shelve the one party only, jam it through on the floor plan.
Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat of Virginia, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin. Take care.